Braden Blackford, the third baseman, hitting cleanup. Luis Aviles will be the catcher, hit fifth. Brendan Delrigi will be in right field, bat sixth. Logan Matthew will be at first base, batting seventh. Ryan Gardino, the DH, hitting eighth. Zach Vuletich will be in the nine hole tonight and play second base with Sebastian Rodriguez on the mound for the Spikes. And that'll be the lineup for State College this evening. We went through the standings at least to this point, and to give you an idea, for example, you always wonder where Carlos Contreras is in the batting race. He's still the league leader at 352, and his teammate Josh Leslie's right behind him at 340. Becker, who's hitting third tonight for Williamsport, is at 329. He's seventh in the league. Still nobody beyond four home runs. Gonzalez of Williamsport, Braden Blackford, and Luis Aviles all State College with four home runs apiece. And when it comes to RBIs, well, Mason Sykes at 24, but there's Carlos Contreras second at 21 now, and Blackford is fifth with 18. Becker with 17 is in the sixth spot. All right, Spikes wearing their home whites tonight with gold and blue trim, blue hats, blue stripe down the side, and here is Rodney Martin.
And we kindly request that you remove your caps. Please join me in welcoming the Arietta Women's Ensemble here to honor our great nation with a singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
outstanding job, and we'll come back with the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Walking Taco Tuesday returns to the State College Spikes. Tonight, get half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35. And it's half price on 16-ounce Miller Lite and Coors Light drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. That's Walking Taco Tuesday tonight at Medler Field. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Sebastian Rodriguez going through his final warm-ups. Rodriguez will throw the four-seam fastball, the slider, the change, and does mix in a sinker from time to time. 22 strikeouts, just six walks. Hasn't hit a batter either. Talked about that performance against Williamsport where he went seven, which is a season high for the Spikes. But the one inning he came in to pitch against Mahoning Valley, he struck out three guys. Walk one. Defensively, Logan Matthew at first, Zach Vulicic at second, Josh Leslie at short, Braden Blackford at third, Carlos Contreras in left, Peyton Harden at center, Brendan Dorigi in right, and Luis Aviles behind the plate. And the opening pitch at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is A-C-O. Here's the switch hitting catcher, Mason Manzi, and outside for a ball. So Manzi takes a ball, 1-0 the count. Why is he leading off? Been terrific. 297, no home runs, four knocked in. That pitch is popped up, fouled territory right at the bag. Blackford drifts into fair territory and makes the catch. Garrett Wallace is next. 265 with two home runs, 11 knocked in with a double and a triple. Good on base percentage at 354. Wallace bats on the right side, and the pitch, that's a strike. Albert Jones behind the plate tonight with Martin Hassenfuss at first and Jesse West down at third. Rodriguez to the plate. That is hit in the air, foul, first base side. That'll reach the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. Wallace, 6'1", 205 pounds, 23 years of age, out of Sanford, Florida, did his collegiate baseball turn at East Tennessee State. Beautiful Johnson City. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Got him. First strikeout of the ball game for Sebastian Rodriguez, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence, compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our great team at mountainindy.org. We chase one in the dirt. Here's Becker, the big man. 329, seventh in the league, no home run, 17 knocked in, nine doubles, a triple. And the pitch. And the right-handed hitter takes a strike at the outer edge. Oh, and won the count. Becker, 6'4", 230 pounds, 23 years of age, out of West Texas A&M, product of Midland, Texas. Open stance, right-handed box. There's a strike out of Reg again. Another good pitch that time. Fastball at 88. Talked about the nine doubles. Second to Peyton Harden's 10 in the league. 0-2. Swag and a miss. Strike three and a ball that was out of the zone that time. And the Mountain Indy Health Group, well, they received five stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. 1-2-3 go the Cutters in the first. Williamsport nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The U.S. Kids presents, what to expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
And if you want to get your own cup or helmet to Dippin' Dots, stop by the Dippin' Dots part of the first base side of the concourse or Broken Bat Barbecue on the third base side. Attention fans.
Bottom half of the first inning. As John Mikulajic goes through his warm-ups. Making appearance number five, his fourth start. The one relief appearance was against the Spikes. 0-3 with a 5.91 ERA, 21 and a third, 26 hits, 18 runs, 14 are earned. Struck out 19, walked 15, hit one, opposing hitters 302 against him. So, Mikalajic will be the guy that will get the ball here in this one to start out. Right-hander. And he pitched against the Spikes back on July 26th. He went 4 2/3, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, struck out 3, and walked 6 back on the 26th of July, his last appearance against the Spikes. And here's Peyton Hardin to lead it off. Defensively, Becker at first, Wallace at second, Byers at short, Rojas at third, Gonzalez in left, Skinner in center, Fenning in right, and Minzy behind the plate. Hardin went 0 for 2 Sunday against Mahoning Valley with a walk and takes it down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Hardin at 305, no home runs, 9 knocked in, league-leading 10 doubles, also with 14 stolen bases and 20 runs scored. Down low, it's 2-0. It's been on a roll. Talk about the stolen bases. He's second in the league behind Lotta of West Virginia, who has 18. He's got 14. There's a strike right down the heart. Good pitch by Mikalajic. 90-mile-per-hour fastball for the young man from Hofstra. Grew up in Oneonta, New York, near Cooperstown. 2-1. That is laced in the left field off the glove of Rojas. Lead-off single for Hardin to left. Rojas looks at his glove. So he is 14 to 17 in stolen bases. He's got a right-handed pitcher out there, and Josh Leslie's at the plate, second in the league in hitting at 340. 2 home runs, 14 knocked in with 5 doubles. He was 1 for 2 Sunday with a walk and a run scored. Middle infield double play depth. Hardin leads at first. They throw to first. He dives back in. Jesus Azuaje coaching down at first with Tim Battle at third. Mikalajic goes set. Big right-hander works from the first base side. Throw to first. Good quick move that time, but Hardin got back to the bag. That time, the footwork by Mikalajic was outstanding that time in the throw over to first. Outfield straight away and deep. Throw to first again, and he dives back in. Now, again, in the majors, he'd be done by now. In the majors, Hardin would be at second base because you're only allowed two. If you go over a third time, you better pick him off. If you don't, you give up the base. And the pitch, there's the strike. Dropped in a changeup that time. It is 0-1. Carlos Contreras, the league's leading hitter, is on deck. Hardin out to his lead again. He bluffed last time. Let's see if he's serious this time. 0-1. And to the plate, and is lifted in the air, shallow center, going to be a tough play for Skinner, dives, and makes a spectacular catch, throws to first, and could not get Hardin. What a great catch by Skinner in center field. He had a lot of ground to make up. He got there, made the play, and to the credit of Hardin, great base running there as he stayed away from a double play. Terrific catch by Skinner. Here's Carlos Contreras, the league leader in hits, in hitting at 352, no home runs, and 21 knocked in. Second in the league in RBIs. That is the left center field, and the hitting machine does it again. That's a base hit. Hardin, big turn at second. He'll scoop back there. First and second with one out.
Power ball, power hitter, the third baseman.
Braden Blackford. 313, 4 home runs, 18 knocked in with 9 doubles and a triple, 0 for 1 Sunday with a walk, and because of a sacrifice fly, he knocked in a run. His second sacrifice fly of the year for the Spikes. Blackford's fifth in the league in RBIs with 18, tied for the league lead in home runs with 4. First and second with one out. Harden leads off second. Low and inside to Blackford. Batting from the left side with that wide open stance. It's 1-0. 75 degrees at game time. That wind is blowing out at the moment and sometimes to right. About 10 to 15 miles an hour. Inside quarter for strike. It is 0-2. Not only 10 to 15 miles per hour, but it's been gusting to 25 tonight. Blackford levels that bat. Harden being shadowed by Byers at second. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt for a strike. So one of that second pitch was a ball. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Luis Aviles on deck. Harden out to his lead. But again, Byers right behind him. Trying to keep Harden in the neighborhood. Mikolajczyk to the plate. And that fooled Minzy, but it doesn't go far enough for Harden to advance, and he walks back to second. Two balls, two strikes on Blackford. Harden on second, Contreras on first with one out. Deep in center and in right, but shallow in left. 2-2. Blackford rolls it on the ground. First base side toward the line. Toward the line. It's going to finally roll foul. It took about 60 feet. And when it got to 61 feet, it was in foul territory. Still 2-2. Mikolajczyk made the right play. The gamble was, could it get over the line? It finally did. Beautiful, clear night down the mountain range tonight. Toward Pleasant Gap in Bellefonte. First and second with one out. Bottom of the first, we're scoreless. 2-2 on Blackford, who's up in the box. Spun around inside. Full count, 3-2. So, what's the decision here? And 3-2, one out. Great speed in the front of this. Do you want to run? Contreras off to a big lead at first, not being held. 3-2. And the pitch, they stay. Down low ball, four bases loaded. So the Spikes load the bases with one out, and the only out was a great play by Skinner. Here's Luis Aviles. Did not play on Sunday. Saturday went 0 for 5. Right now hitting 250 with four home runs and five knocked in. The four solo home runs. He has six doubles. Let's see what Luis can do here. First pitch to him. Foul tip into the mitt. It's 0-1. Beal is sixth in the league in slugging percentage at .515. Tied for the league lead in homers. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. Good pitch by Mikolajczyk. It's 0-2. Harden on third. Contreras on second. And Blackford on first with one out. 0-2 on Aviles. DeRiggi on deck. 0-2. Checked it. Did he go? He did not. It was close. That was part of the controversy in Boston last night at Fenway. Did Urias go around? They said no. He got the first, and then Reyes hit the grand slam to win it. Red Sox won 6-2. Activated Trevor Story today. 1-2 the count. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. So it was just one pitch delayed there, and that is the first strikeout for John Mikolajczyk. Here's Brennan DeRiggi. DeRiggi went 1-for-3 with a homer on Sunday. Now with two home runs, 17 knocked in, up to 284 with 10 doubles and a triple. Bats on the left side. Infield backs up. Way outside for ball, 1-0 the count. Harden off to that lead at first. Contreras at second, Blackford at first. Here's the pitch. Inside to Brennan, 2-0. Oh, that wind is favoring that left-handed hitter tonight. Matthew on deck, another left-handed power hitter. 2-0. There's a strikeout or edge. Good pitch. 92 with the fastball that time from Mikolajczyk. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Checked it. Did he go? Yes, says Albert Jones. It's even at 2-2. Be a big lift for Mikolajczyk to work his way out of this inning. Yet bases loaded, one out. 2-2 the count. Works on the windup, and here it is. Inside, 3-2. Well, get the carousel revved up. They're all going to be running on this pitch. 3-2, two outs. DeRiggy waits. Mikolajczyk looks in. Runners go. Here it is. On the ground, left field, base hit. Harden scores. Contreras around third. He'll score. Being held at third will be Blackford. 2-0 State College. DeRiggy now with 19 RBIs. Mikolajczyk was so close to working out of it, and in the end, DeRiggy got him. And here's Logan Matthew. They're not done yet. Matthew with two home runs, 11 knocked in with three doubles, went 0 for 2 Sunday with a walk. Logan steps into that left-handed box. That wind is really kicked up. It's 10 to 15, gusting to 25 tonight. A pitch. That's roll foul, first base side to the Spikes dugout. It's 0-1. First and third with two outs, two runs in. They're in the bottom of the first inning. DeRiggy leads off first. Blackford off third. That's on the ground to second, being charged by Wallace. Scoops it up on the short hop and throws him out, and the inning is over. Spikes get two. They do so on three hits. They strand a pair. And at the end of one full inning, 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
2-0 State College to the top of the second inning. Jose Gonzalez will lead it off, hitting 304. Four home runs, tied for the league lead. 13 knocked in with six doubles, two triples. First pitch to him is a ball, one ball and no strikes the count. He'll be followed by Will Fenning and Tyler Lash. 4, 5, and 6 in the Cutters batting order here in the second. Inside corner for a strike. Terrific pitch that time by Rodriguez, as that was the changeup. 1-1. Roll on the ground, foul, first base side. Slider that time from Rodriguez. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Rodriguez to the plate and to the plate. High and away, level at 2-2. Against the left-handed hitter, Contreras shallow and left. Harden usually plays a deep center and deep by Dorigian right. Leslie, the shortstop, couple steps toward the bag at second. Here's the 2-2. Up high, full 3-2. Gonzalez, a tough customer at the plate at 304. Already has 24 hits on the year. He scored 17 runs. And the 3-2. That is foul, third base side, concourse toward the Geisinger kid zone. Big bounce and out of play. That's from the left side. Slight open stance. And the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Good slider that time. His third strikeout in a row. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountainIndy.org to find a provider today. Will Fenning to the plate. Fenning at 293. 3 home runs, 10 knocked in, and 4 doubles. And the right-handed hitter takes it outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes the count. So Contreras with the righty up, backs up and left. Deep by Harden in center. Dorigi plays a deep right field anyway. Vuletich maybe a step or two toward the bag at second. 1-0. And good pitch on the outer edge that time. Levels the count at 1-1. That was the changeup that time from Rodriguez. 2-0 State College in the top of the second inning. Bedler Field at Lebrado Park, and here is the 1-1. That one got away from Velas. It's 2-1. Jacob Meyer, who was Sunday's starting pitcher, jumps out to get that ball. Jacob went 4 2/3. On Sunday, struck out 5. 2-1. Up high, 3-1. That was at the letters that time. 3 balls and a strike. It's been windy all afternoon here. Believe it or not, it's actually backed down a bit. 3-1 the count, the pitch. High and tight, ball 4. First base runner for the Cutters tonight, and it'll be Tyler Lash at the plate. Lash is the DH, hitting 309 with no home runs, 13 knocked in, and 3 doubles. Switch hitter will bat from the left side against Rodriguez. Actually, he's a left-handed hitter, my apologies, all the way through. Out of Lake Forest, California. Been playing in the Frontier League with the Schaumburg Boomers. 25 years of age. Throw to first, dives back in. Fenning over there at first. 2 for 2 in stolen bases. Set. And the pitch. Way outside. 1-0 the count. Sort of having a curveball that time, but that was not close. Tomorrow at 6:35, Wine Wednesday, and Bark in the Park 3. Up high, 2-0. On 8-9, you can bring your canine. Bark at the Park 3 tomorrow. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, StateCollegeSpikes.com. You go to the box office, walk up. Just go online, just make sure what all the rules are surrounding having your dog here. It's actually pretty simple. Nice to see a great group out in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion tonight. You can reserve that pavilion for your group, 814-272-1711. The food out there is fabulous. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the line, Country Kia corner. Middle infield double play depth. Pitch low and inside. It's 3-0 on Lash. Wall 7 feet high at the aforementioned Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet high at the scoreboard in left center. All the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 3-0 to Lash and the pitch. And he walked him on four pitches. So, after striking out three in a row, he's only thrown one strike total to the last two hitters.
Third baseman number 25, Freddie Rojas.
Here is Freddie Rojas Jr., the third baseman. Rojas at 208. No home runs, two knocked in with a double. Rojas out of Brooklyn was playing for the Boise Hawks in the Pioneer League. First and second, one out. Middle infield double play depth. The pitch in there for a strike. Third first pitch strike out of seven hitters for Sebastian Rodriguez. The Rodriguez is actually against the left-handed hitter. Is actually shallowed up a couple steps and right. 0-1. That's pop foul, third base side. Blackford will give it a look, and he'll watch it go out of play three rows back of the Williamsport dugout. It's 0-2. Oh, and 2, the count on Rojas. Levels that bat. Does not give away the inside part of the plate. He's off the plate, and they're going to go inside on him. The 0-2. Inside pitch on the ground to second. Vuletic. One to Leslie. On to first. Double play. 4-6-3. Slickly turned by the Spikes to end the inning. The 19th ground ball double play that the Spikes have turned in the second half of the season. 2-0 State College to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Spikes with a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the second. 8-9-1. Ryan Gardino, Zach Vuletic, and then turn the order around to Peyton Harden. 2-0. Spikes lead it.
Bottom of the second for yours. State College Spikes.
And Ryan Gardino at the plate.
Gardino
at 200, three home runs, a dozen knocked in with three doubles. 0-for-2 Sunday against Mahoning Valley. First pitch swinging and waves through it. It's a strike. It's 0-1. Wind is kicked up again, starching the flags, blowing to right field. And the 0-1. Outside corner for a strike. Good fastball at 92 from John. It's 0-2. Vuletic has really picked it up. Is on deck. 0-2 the count. And Mikalajic delivers. Low and inside. 1-2 the count. Actually, not a bad pitch that time. Want to put it in the spot that's tempting. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Second strikeout for John Mikalajic. And here's Zach Vuletich. Vuletich now at 222. No home runs, one knocked in. Three runs scored. And he's done all of this in the past week. All six hits are in the past week. Sunday went 0-for-1, but he did steal a base. That was his third. You knew he'd start hitting. He hit 351 at Texas Tech. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. 351 in his career at Texas Tech, including 388 this past spring. 0-1. Checked it. Did not go. Probably should have. It's 0-2. One out. Base is empty. Here in the bottom of the second inning, 2-0 State College. And the pitch. That's on the ground, up the middle, picked up by the shortstop, throws to first, Byers, beat it out. Fine play by Byers just to get to it, pirouette and make the throw, but it's an infield hit for Vuletich.
Center fielder number 11, Peyton Hart.
And here's Peyton Hart, who singled the left off the glove of Rojas in the first and scored. Hart now has that average up to 302. I think, were they calling that it? Was the Rojas play an error? Wow. Outside for a ball. They called that play an error. Guess they thought Rojas should have had it. It tipped off the top of his glove. But I thought the ball was hit so hard. Well, I'm not in charge of that, so we move on. 1-0. Inside for a ball. It's 2-0. Josh Leslie on deck. Middle infield, a double play depth. Cutters have turned 15 in the second half. Vuletich takes off. Out high for a ball. Double clutch by Minzy, and he beats it to second base and gets his fourth stolen base in as many attempts. So, runner in scoring position with one out and Zach Vuletich. It's interesting. He only attempted three steals with Texas Tech this year. He was successful twice. Here he's 4-for-4. 3-0 on Harden. And the pitch. Outside, ball four. He walked him on four pitches, and now there is a lot of speed on the bases for the Spikes. Josh Leslie was robbed of a base hit on a great play by Braylon Skinner in center field. Skinner's playing deep like he usually does. Came on, and it looked like Leslie was about to dump the ball into center field. Skinner made up all the ground, dove, and made the catch back in the first inning. Great play. So here's Leslie. First and second with one out. Outside and low, 1-0 the count. Spikes lead it 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Vuletich walks out to his lead at second. They are not really holding him on, not shadowing him. Harden, big lead at first, not being held on, obviously. The pitch high and tight at the letters, 2-0 the count. You almost feel like you don't want to risk running here because Mikalajic has not been able to find the plate. Maybe when he throws a strike, then you'll think about taking off. Set by Mikalajic, a 2-0 count to Leslie on the pitch. There's the strike right there, 2-1. Now, let's see what they want to do. Vuletich and Harden off to their leads. 2-1 the count. Set by Mikalajic. And the pitch. Up high at the letters, it's 3-1. Beautiful, beautiful night for baseball. Tomorrow's going to be even better. Bring your dog out tomorrow night. Bark in the Park 3. Wine Wednesday. Starts at 6:35. And the set and the 3-1. Inside, ball four. Leslie's aboard, and for the second straight inning, the Spikes have loaded the bases. In the first inning, it paid off for two runs. And here comes Anthony Markle out to talk to his guy, the pitching coach for the Cutters, who does a great job. The Cutters pitching staff has really benefited from having Anthony Markle. Contreras goes back to talk to Braden Blackford. Contreras singled to left his first time and scored a run. It's 2-0 State College. That average now kicked up to 3.59. It's a long conversation between Anthony Markle, Mason Minzie his catcher, and his pitcher John Mikolajczyk, and Albert Jones, after taking care of home plate, will walk out to break it up. Obviously something, he sees something mechanical. That's why it's taking so long. Albert Jones now will walk back, and Anthony Markle will talk to Albert. He's one of the best in this league. So here comes Contreras. Bases loaded, one out. Spikes had bases loaded, one out in the first inning, and then a two-run single by Brendan Dorigi to make it 2-0. He did that with two outs. Contreras singled the left center his first time up. With one out, bases loaded. The pitch. That's ripped foul to the tarp first base side. Jesus Esquahe with good footwork to get out of the way. It's 0-1. Vuletic on third, Harden on second, and Leslie on first. That is a relay team. The pitch. That's hit in the air. Center field. Skinner coming on. Vuletic tagging is going to be too shallow. Catch made by Skinner. Fires it back in, but it's way up the line. And Vuletic did not make the move, which was still the right move to make. So with two outs, it's up to Braden Blackford. Blackford's driven in 18 this year.
Power hitter, the third baseman.
Spikes already have a two-out RBI single. Shadow is well beyond the infield now. That's not an issue this time of the year. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. It's really an issue in late June into most of July, but once we hit August, shadow's an issue for a half inning, and that's it. Maybe an inning at the most, the pitch. That is down the left field line, playable underneath it, and putting it away in left field is Gonzalez to end the inning. And Mikolajczyk works out of a bases-loaded one-out jam and gives up nothing. No runs, a hit, and three left. And at the end of two full innings, 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Off the top of the third for the Crosscutters.
Top half of the third inning, 2-0 State College. It'll be 8-9-1. Isaiah Byers followed by Braylon Skinner. And back to the top of the order, Mason Minzy. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight at 157 with a home run, six knocked in and a double. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Hitter number eight, fourth first pitch strike from Sebastian Rodriguez. Rodriguez, the big right-hander, works from the first base side and delivers. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Rodriguez so far with three strikeouts, two walks. Helped out by an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play in the second. 0-2, and Rodriguez brings it. On the ground to third, charged by Blackford. Good job on the short hop. Throws in time, dug out by Matthew at first. One out. Braylon Skinner, one of the great turnarounds here in the second half, hitting 308, no home runs, six knocked in with three doubles. He came into the series in late July, 3 of 30, hitting 100. Well, since then, he is 17 for his last 35. Just a shade under 500 since then. And it started against the Spikes, and he's been hitting ever since. Give him a lot of credit. The pitch. That's foul. Third base side looping to the concourse beneath the Cheese Shop Printers.com box and out of play. Skinner out of the University of Memphis. Lives in Mississippi. The pitch. A one. Bunts, front of the plate, picked up by Avilas. Off-balance throw to first in time. Cat quick by Luis Avilas. Two outs. That was a heck of a play with a guy that can run. And here's the leadoff man, Mason Minzy. Popped out to Blackford at first to lead the game off. Rodriguez with a 2-0 lead deals. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Tomorrow night, Park of the Park 3, Wine Wednesday, all rolled into one big night here. 6:35 start, here's the 1-0. That's foul, third base side. Reach the seats about a dozen rows back and out of play near the Williamsport bullpen. 1-1 the count on Minzy. Switch hitting catcher in the leadoff spot tonight. Levels that bad as Rodriguez, the big right-hander, looks in. And the 1-1. Dropped in a breaking ball that time at a beauty. 1-2 the count right on the outer edge. That was the changeup that time. 1-2 the count. Rodriguez delivers. Outside. Levels the count at 2-2. Base is empty, two outs here in the top of the third. 2-0 State College. Minzy waits as Rodriguez stares into Avilas, gets what he wants, and deals. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. That is the fourth strikeout of the ballgame for Sebastian Rodriguez. It is brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. 2-0 State College to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Leading off the bottom of the third for your State College Spikes.
Bottom half of the third inning, and the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Luis Aviles, Brendan Dorigi, and Logan Matthew. 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. And the first pitch, checked it, but it's a strike. It's 0-1. Avila struck out swinging his initial time up. Bottom of the third, 2-0 State College. Mikolajczyk deals. Yeah, it's on the outside corner. He's ahead 0-2. Mikolajczyk with a lot of base runners, but he's only given up the 2 runs. Here's the 0-2. Way outside, 1-2. Dorigi on deck. That wind still blowing to right. It's going to be like that all night. Here's the pitch. That is laced in the left center field. That's a base hit. Luis makes the big turn at first. He'll retreat there with a leadoff single to left center.
Right fielder.
Fourth hit of the ball game for the Spikes. And here's Brendan Dorigi, who has one of the 4 hits. A 2-run single to left to bring home Harden and Contreras in the first inning and stake the Spikes to this 2-0 lead. Dorigi now hitting .293. He's driven in 19. He's driven in 4 runs the last 2 games, and there's a strike. 0-1 the count. Deep in center and in right. And then, believe it or not, Gonzalez even playing deep and left. And the pitch. There's a strike. It's 0-2. Rojas way off the bag at third against the left-handed power hitter. Dorigi hit 15 home runs this year at Iowa. Drove in 67. And the pitch. Down low, 1-2 the count. Good eye. Logan Matthew on deck. Ball and 2 strikes on this pristine night for baseball at Medler Field at Lebronto Park. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Swing. And a foul tip into the mid. Strike 3. Got him. Good pitch that time for Mikolajczyk. For Mikolajczyk, that is his third strikeout. And Logan Matthew to the plate, who grounded out to second in the opening inning. 2-0 State College here in the bottom of the third. Aviles on first with 1 out. The pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Ryan Gardino on deck. Jesus Asuaje goes over to talk to Luis Aviles, who now walks out to his lead, being held on by Adam Becker first. And the 1-0. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Matthew. Good breaking ball. Change up that time. It's level at 1-1. 6:35 tomorrow, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. 1-1. Here's the strike, 1-2. You also can go to the box office or walk up. Wine Wednesday, Bark in the Park. All rolled into one night. Matthew, they play him deep all the way around. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for John Mikolajczyk. His fourth strikeout of the ball game. And here's Ryan Gardino. He struck out against him in the second. Gardino, who played at Wofford, then went to Tennessee Tech to Alabama. His Tennessee Tech stats were really good, by the way. Then at Waterloo and playing in a summer league. A year ago, he stole 27 bases, a wave and a miss. It's 0-1. Avilas on first now with two outs. Mikolajczyk has that breaking ball working for him. Here is the 0-1 from John. And to the plate. That is hit in the air. Right field line, slicing foul. First base side, out of play. Goes out of the park, in fact. It's 0-2 on Ryan. Guardino bats from the right side. Avila's short lead at first. And the 0-2 from Mikolajczyk on its way. Called strike three, got him, and Ryan knew it. Strikes out three in a row to end the third inning. No runs, a hit, one stranded. And at the end of three full, 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
But is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Three outstanding innings so far from Sebastian Rodriguez. Stake to a 2-0 lead to the fourth. And also, Jerry Valeri has won every on-field game tonight and announced Tim Battle as the winner when he was sprinting down to third to coach. Here's Joe Putnam.
Thank you, Steve.
My good friend.
Oh, yes.
And the bastion of sanity.
Sebastian Rodriguez, first delivery of the fourth inning, bounce foul by Garrett Wallace. Bastion of some things, not always sanity, though.
When he calls Tim Battle the winner, I'm like, he's going down to coach third, Jerry.
0-1 fades in for a strike on the inner half.
Then he did the tug of war thing, and he jumped in and won. I mean, we all know when it comes to musical chairs, he throws kids out of the way. You sure this is what you want to do, Joe?
Oh, my. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, 5 strikeouts for Sebastian Rodriguez tonight. He has been stellar. That K brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information.
He thinks there's a prize package. Meanwhile, Julie goes out, does her job. Rocket Gibraltar.
In the end, you find out just being with the people was the prize all along. Here's Adam Becker, takes a ball down and in.
Julie's a gem.
Oh, absolutely.
And I thought Walker does a good job when he goes out there.
Yeah, he does. He's no Mr. Belfont, but he does a good job out there.
Ooh.
1-0. Bouncer onto the right side. Gathered in by Zach Vuletic. Throw to first in time. Of course, Sebastian Rodriguez has yielded 2 walks in this game. That's it.
Yep.
He's now retired the last 6. 7 straight outs. It all started with a double play to finish off the top of the second.
And by the way, we want to thank the Frisco Rough Riders because we sent a contingent down there to take a look at the ballpark and to take a look at their operation, and they were tremendous hosts.
Absolutely they were. Jose Gonzalez takes a strike just above the knees, a breaking ball from Rodriguez. Scott Walker, John Foreman leading that contingent down there and examining some aspects of the ballpark that we may see things similar to here in the coming months.
Yep.
0-1. Swing and a foul tip into the mid, 0-2.
It's heartbreaking when they told Jerry at the airport he couldn't go. No, we're good. We're good.
0-2 the count and the pitch. That's low for a ball. Jerry, though, actually, Jerry has gone down and been our emissary to Myrtle Beach a couple of times over the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I called down for tickets. They go, no, we've had enough. I'm like, what does that mean?
1-2, the pitch. Fastball upstairs, 2-2 to Gonzalez.
Still the Pelicans, right?
They are still the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Frisco Rough Riders, State College Spikes under the Greenberg umbrella.
By the way.
Well, 2-2, bounce down the third baseline toward the left field corner. That's the first hit of the night for the Crosscutters. Gonzalez took the turn at first onto second, standing up. A tight turn at first base, but he ends up with a double. And again, that is the first Crosscutters hit of the evening.
Right fielder number 15, Will Fenning.
I have a job for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on when Thanksgiving week it might be.
Thanksgiving, Friday, and Sunday.
Yes. I may yet be available. I am hoping that I will be.
You would be needed, especially for Friday.
Yes. That I think I can do.
I can do the game on Thanksgiving at noon and catch a plane to Detroit.
That Nassau to Orlando flight sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Can engineer it like you did with Charleston.
Oh, yes.
Do the Friday game, and I'll be back for Sunday.
I like the sound of that, Steve. I really do. Will Fenning at the plate, swing and a miss, 0-1.
You could, you know, take a couple days, go see the big mouse.
I didn't think Jerry would be down there at that time.
Oh, beautifully done. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, he is going to be mad when he hears that one. There's a nice snack.
Jesse!
Bouncer Jesse, down the third
Jesse.
Baseline.
All right, Jesse.
Jesse Litch showing off the form
still
with a nice snack.
Still has it, brother. Well done. He's going to be mad. He's going, oh, you guys. we were making fun of you, Jerry. Nah, you couldn't have been. Yeah, we were.
0-2. The pitch. That's upstairs for a ball, 1-2.
Telling you right now, I think it's going to work. I already talked to Girardi about it.
Okay.
Penn State plays Texas A&M at noon.
That's right. Rematch of first round of the
NCAA tournament. Teams are slightly different now.
A little bit.
Their backcourt isn't, though.
Yeah. The 1-2. Driven foul. First base side out of play.
I'll do the game. Get a plane. Fly to Detroit. You can do the early the game. You'll do the early game on the second day.
Yep.
And then I'm on at 6 o'clock at Ford Field. And
that's right.
Then Sunday, I can start working my way back. And, of course, it's Thanksgiving weekend. I may have to drive. but I'll get back for Sunday.
Either that or they'll send you to San Diego, and then you'll have to come back across the country.
Terrific.
1-2. Fades outside. Ball two. Vilas tried to frame it up, could not. 2-0 lead for the Spikes here on the top of the fourth. Sebastian Rodriguez has been nothing short of outstanding. Gonzalez leading off second. He is the only hit for the Crosscutters in the first 3 2/3. And Sebastian with a 2-2 swung on and missed. Tag applied. 6 strikeouts for Sebastian Rodriguez. He has 7 apiece in each of his first 2 starts for the Spikes. He's well on his way to another one here this evening. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Mountain Any Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountainany.org/orthopedics. 3.5 in the books, 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Paid for with Pennsylvania.
Walking Taco Tuesday returns to the State College Spikes. Tonight, get half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35. And it's half price on 16-ounce Miller Lite and Coors Light drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. That's Walking Taco Tuesday tonight at Medler Field. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Toyota RAV 4th inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Bottom of the 4th inning, 2-0 State College. Here's Zach Vuletich to lead it off for the Spikes, and Mikolajczyk's pitch lifted in the air, left center field. This will drop in for a base hit. So Vuletich with the 5th hit of the night for the Spikes, his 2nd of the evening. He also already has a steal to his credit.
Center fielder, number 11, Peyton.
And with the leadoff man on, here's Peyton Harden. Reached in the first inning, ruled to have been on an error. Scored a run in that inning as well. Walked in the second. We'll take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard here. Starting in the MLB Draft League, 2 other matchups tonight. Bottom of the 3rd in West Virginia. 5-5 between the Black Bears and Mahoning Valley. Bunt shown. Pitch a strike. Taking out for second, Vuletich. Throw bounces into center field, and Zach Vuletich will scamper on to third, standing up. His 2nd steal of the night. Zach now 5-for-5 in stolen base attempts this year. Add on the 2nd. Williamsport error of the evening. E2 for the advance to 3rd. So now runner on 3rd, nobody out, and Peyton Harden's not going to be showing bunt here. Corners are playing up just in case of a squeeze attempt. But here's the pitch. That is in tight, backhanded by Minzy, stretching across. Ball one, so it's now a 1-1 count. 1-1. Harden to be followed by Josh Leslie here. Peyton at the top of the order, as he's been accustomed to. 1-1. And that breaking ball misses outside. It's now 2-1. 2-2. So that'll be Justin on the board. Frederick, meanwhile, leading Trenton 3-0. Bottom of the 2nd inning at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. The 2-1. Chopped off the plate. This will score a run. On to short. Taken by Byers. Throw to first. Just in time. Only beat him by a half a step. But it's an RBI. And that's exactly what Peyton Harden was up there to do. Drive the man in from third. He accomplishes just that, extending the Spikes' lead to 3-0. So for Harden, that will be his 10th RBI of the season. And the bases are empty with one out for Josh Leslie. The Spike shortstop flied out to center field in the first, walked in the second. First pitch, Leslie shows bunt, draws it back. Pitch outside, ball one. Major League Baseball action tonight, the full complement in action. Philadelphia Phillies leading the Washington Nationals 1-0, top of the second inning in Philly. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Cardinals leading the Rays 1-0, top of the fifth on Nolan Arenado's solo home run, 24th of the season for him. Tigers leading the Twins 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Marlins and Reds knotted at one, top four. Leslie lifts the 1-1 pitch high in the air to right field. Coming in on it is Fenning. He'll make the catch, two away in the bottom of the fourth. Also, the Orioles are leading the Astros tonight. Now 5-0, bottom of the second inning for Baltimore. Pirates leading the Braves 3-1, bottom of the second. Meanwhile, the Royals leading the Red Sox 1-0, top two in Boston at Fenway Park. Boston in the blue and yellow uniforms once again this evening. Carlos Contreras takes first pitch strike, breaking ball on the outer edge. Carlos 1-for-2 tonight. 3-0 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. Out hitting the cross cutters 5-1. Mikolajczyk delivers. That's high and away for a ball. Also, Pete Alonso with a two-run homer in the first inning. Now in the bottom of the second out in Queens, the Mets lead the Cubs 2-0. Guardians up 1-0 on the Blue Jays going to the third inning in Cleveland. 1-1. That is outside. Deflects off the mitt of Minzy, but simply ball two. Earlier today, game one of the doubleheader in Philadelphia. Phillies defeated the Nationals 8-4. Kyle Schwarber with a 447-foot two-run blast as part of that Philly effort. 2-1. Upstairs, ball three to Contreras. Later on tonight, the Yankees visit the White Sox. Brewers host the Rockies. Giants head down to Southern California to take on the Angels. Diamondbacks hosting the Dodgers. The Padres visit the Mariners, and the A's host the Rangers. 3-1 pitch to Contreras. Breaking ball clips the outer edge. 3-2 to Carlos. And the pitch down low, ball four. Fastball at 91, but outside the zone, so Contreras draws the walk. It's the fourth one issued by John Mikolajczyk tonight. Five strikeouts for the right-hander. But the inning extends on to Braden Blackford. The Spikes' third baseman drew a walk in the first inning, flied out in the second. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. 0-1 to the lefty Blackford. Five left-handed hitters in the Spikes lineup tonight. That's the max for Dave Tremblay. Contreras leads off first. Mikolajczyk to the plate. That's chopped off the left leg of Blackford, the one without a shin pad. But Braden just picks up the leg and looks like he caught the muscle of the calf, so damage only skin deep, 0-2 the count. Albert Jones will give him time to recover by cleaning the plate. That's the kind of umpire Albert is. Handles the game very well from behind the dish. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Bounced up the middle to his right. Wallace, second baseman, coming in. Has a bouncing throw on the run to first, but a nice stretch by Becker, nabbing Blackford by a step. Wallace charging in on the ball, going to his right. Didn't have the angle to flip it on to second, so he went to first. A good play, and the inning is over. The Spikes add a run on a hit. One error, one runner left on base. Four innings complete, 3-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
To the fifth inning, Tyler Lash, Freddie Rojas Jr., Isaiah Byers, 6-7-8 batters, due up against Sebastian Rodriguez, who has yielded just one hit and two walks so far. 3-0 lead for the Spikes. First pitch from Rodriguez, a fastball in tight for ball one to Lash, who drew the second of those two walks in the second inning before being erased on a double play. Rodriguez winds in the 1-0. That is foul toward the production booth, but deflects off the Geisinger Champions Club sign back down below. Well, Charles Dumas and family taking in the action from down behind home plate. Great to see them out here. The 1-1 lined into right field, a base hit. So Lash with the second hit of the night for the Crosscutters. It's actually the first single. Jose Gonzalez doubled last inning but was stranded there. And now Freddie Rojas Jr., who bounced into a 4-6-3 double play his first time up, will step into the left-handed box. Rodriguez has now thrown 56 pitches tonight, 36 of them for strikes. Right-hander with 7 strikeouts in each of his first 2 starts this year. And he has 6 of them so far in 4-plus. The pitch. Fastball and a strike. 87 on the outer edge. Here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, the first of back-to-back home games for the Spikes. This is the start of a 3-game series, but as is usual for the Spikes and Crosscutters, splitting up the home sites for the series. So the 0-1 outside, 1-1 the count. That's one thing about the scheduling of the Sawbucks series from the New York Penn League days into the MLB Draft League that has remained the same. Most of the series go back and forth, or in this case, first 2 games here in Happy Valley. The third one will be in Williamsport. The pitch to Rojas fouled away, 1-2 the count. Crosscutters in red jerseys tonight with the red caps, the gray road pants, Spikes in the home whites, jersey pants combo, as well as the navy blue caps with the Deerhead logo on the front. The 1-2, fastball outside, 2-2 the count. Jerry, I'm sorry to say that I called you a big mouse earlier. I know. I knew you'd be upset. He asked why, and, well, reasons. 2-2, that's fouled away, third base side. That looks good. I never got the chance to wear that hat, the cheesehead hat. I had it up here for Sean Clifford night. Unfortunately, I didn't get the chance to talk to Sean. Too many people want to talk to him. I should say, not publicly. I did have the chance for a little private combo. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rodriguez delivers. Breaking ball just missed down low. And it did miss, but not by much. The count is full. It's one of the rare occasions that Sebastian's gone to a full count this evening. Lights are on all the way around, but still plenty of sunlight. Wisps of clouds above us. That's all that separates the blue sky from the field. Payoff pitch. Fades high, ball four. That's the third walk issued by Sebastian Rodriguez in the first two batters of the fifth inning of reached base. Now the McDonald strikeout guy is up. Isaiah Byers grounded out his first chime up. If he strikes out, everybody in the old ball yard gets a free Big Mac with any purchase by presenting their game ticket at local participating McDonald's in State College and Milesburg, starting at noon tomorrow and stretching for the next 3 days. So can Byers provide a little lunch? Can Sebastian Rodriguez provide a little lunch for everybody tomorrow? And Byers shows bunt, does foul it off, and it deflects off of Avilas. Albert Jones will give him time to recover, but he says, nope, I am good to go, and just trades baseballs with him, tossing the new one out to Rodriguez. 0-1 the count off the foul bunt. Now a 3-0 game. Williamsport trailing, but they're playing a little small ball here. The 0-1 comes in. Byers not going to swing, and that one deflects off the mid of Avilas to the backstop. The runners will move up without the benefit of a bunt. Now second and third with nobody out. That's the first ball. Meanwhile, Jesse West checking on Albert Jones. And Albert's okay. You know, Albert, I think, yep, he caught that one off the mid. It went off his arm as well. I thought Albert was done getting dinged up behind the plate working spike schemes, but I suppose not. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-2. There will be a passed ball, by the way, to move the runners up. But it's now a 1-2 count. You're not going to take the cheesehead hat with you? Putting it back. 1-2. Upstairs for a ball, 2-2. It probably is just going to stay up here. If you take it down, it's going to stay downstairs. Otherwise, it's going to be up here till the end of the season. Let it live. All right. 2-2. Grounder on to second. This will score a run. Vuletich Uini grabs it. Throw to first. Slips away. The second run will score now as Byers will move to second. That'll be the first error on the spikes. It'll be an RBI for Byers as the first one run would have scored, but two runs come in on the play, and it cuts the spikes lead to 3-2.
Center fielder number five, Braylon.
Now, it'll definitely be an error. The only question is if it's a throwing error on Vuletich, which I would believe it would be, if it's E4 or E3. And Jerome Williams is going to come out from the dugout, and I think this is just to settle everybody down. Rodriguez nowhere near his pitch limit just yet. 68 pitches, 42 of them for strikes. And he can probably be extended out to 80 to 90 pitches this evening. He's definitely been fully extended out. Last Tuesday in the Spikes victory over Trenton, Sebastian Rodriguez did not factor in the decision, but he was awesome throwing 95 pitches in 7 innings and allowing just 1 earned run. And it will be E4 to score the second run. Again, Byers will get credit for 1 RBI, as it would have scored on the ground ball anyway. But both of those runs, as it stands right now, are unearned. And Braylon Skinner will be up. Skinner put down a bunt with the bases empty last time up, and Luis Avilas sprung out from behind the plate to throw him out at first. So now 2 runs on 2 hits, 2 errors for the Crosscutters, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for the Spikes. Rodriguez leans in, a look to second. Out of the plate. And Skinner bounces the first pitch foul, first base side. Tomorrow night, bring your dog to the ballpark. It's Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. All the fun begins when doggy doors and gates open at 5:30. Game time 6:35 for the Spikes and the Crosscutters. It's also a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. The 0-1 to Skinner. Swing and a miss. Swung right through the breaking ball. That dove out of the zone, 0-2. Wine Wednesday, of course, not only means half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30, it also means half-price line and Kugel Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30 as well. Again, it's thanks to our good friends at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Their great wine available for fans of age at the bottom of the fifth bar on the first base side of the Broken Bat Barbecue stand on the third base side. Breaking ball low again. This time Skinner lays off. One ball, two strikes. Tying run now in scoring position for Williamsport. Again, still nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Spikes trying to buckle down, though, not make one misplay and do more damage as the 1-2 fastball down and in. 2-2 to Skinner. After tomorrow's matchup, it'll be a layoff for the Spikes in terms of home games. Again, Thursday's game to complete this series will be at historic Bowman Field in Williamsport. Last matchup held there prior to the MLB Little League Classic on the 20th as a 2-2 swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. The seventh strikeout tonight for Sebastian Rodriguez, brought to you by Mountaineer Health. Mountaineer Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountaineer.org. Runner still at second with one out now, and Mason Minzy, the catcher and leadoff man for the Crosscutters tonight at the plate. He is 0-2 with a pop out and a strikeout. Rodriguez looking to second. Now delivers homeward. Swung on and missed. High fastball. Thursday night matchup, 6:35 up in Williamsport. Then the weekend series for the Spikes will be at Frederick, taking on the Keys Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 7 o'clock Friday, 6 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock Sunday. Off day on the schedule next Monday the 14th, and then a three-game set at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Against the namesake club, the 0-1 called strike. Fastball, inner half of the plate, 0-2. All three of those matchups at 7 p.m., and then the Spikes are back home. Three-game series against the MLB Draft League leading West Virginia Black Bears, Friday the 18th through Sunday the 20th, and after tomorrow night's game, there'll be 10 games remaining on the Spikes 2023 home schedule, and it's a big 10, let me tell you. 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. Sebastian Rodriguez with his eighth strikeout of the game, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Still a runner on second base with two down and a new man at the plate for Williamsport is Jalen Greer will pinch hit for Garrett Wallace here in the fifth inning. So Wallace done after a pair of strikeouts. Greer into the right-handed box. 6'3", 195 pounds. Rodriguez out of the stretch, delivers. First pitch breaking ball, dips out of the zone for ball one. Greer out of Chicago, Illinois, previously with the Windy City Thunderbolts of the Frontier League before joining up with the Crosscutters. He actually just celebrated his 22nd birthday back on July 19th. Here's the 1-0. Fades in for a called strike. Great breaking ball from Rodriguez there. The wind starting to pick up once again. Blowing out to right field now. Winds are gusting over 20 miles an hour tonight. A little bit cooler as well. The 1-1 swung on and missed. 1-2. Very refreshing evening here after we've had some hot ones. And, of course, usually for the first few months of the season when the wind has been blowing this hard, it's because a storm is tracking this way. There is nothing on the horizon. Again, wisps of clouds, that's all. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Sebastian Rodriguez shakes off the error to strike out the next three straight. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Williamsport does score two runs, both unearned, on one hit, one error, one runner left on base. We're halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It's Spikes 3, Crosscutters 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-2. State College leads the opener of this series here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Strictly speaking, we're in University Park, Pennsylvania tonight. As Luis Aviles swings with the first pitch for strike one, Aviles 1-for-2 in the game. John Mikolajczyk, the Williamsport starter, remains on the hill. 79 pitches, 49 of them strikes for the right-hander this evening. Here's the 0-1. Fades in for a strike over the outer half. 0-2 the count to Aviles. Will be followed by Brennan Dorigi and Logan Matthew. 5-6-7 hitters in the State College lineup. Mikolajczyk peers over the mitt. And the 0-2. That one, I think, was a breaking ball in the dirt, and it popped way up high in the air away from Minzy, but nobody's on, so it's simply a ball. Minzy at first reacted as if he needed to find the ball quickly to prevent a runner from advancing, but it's the leadoff man. Mikolajczyk delivers. Breaking ball and a called strike three on the inner half. That's Mikolajczyk's sixth strikeout of the night. One gone in the bottom of the fifth. And here at University Park, this ballpark on the campus of Penn State University, and we're right across the street from Beaver Stadium, second largest stadium in the United States. 108,000 plus strong coming up September the 2nd. A few short weeks away. Too many weeks in the estimation of myself, Steve Jones, Rodney Martin, and many of those up here on the mics. We'll be over there September 2nd as the 0-1 misses low. 1-1 to Brennan Dorigi. Knocked in a pair of runs with his two-out single in the first. Struck out in the third. So far in tonight's game, none of these five runs have been earned. Fastball in tight. 1-1 the count. An error in the first inning, rendering both Spikes runs unearned in that frame. Another error on a steal attempt, the E2, to allow an extra advance, resulting in an unearned run in the fourth, and both of the Williamsport runs in the fifth on a pass ball and an error rendered unearned. Pitch is low for a ball, 3-1 to Dorigi. Two runs, two hits, two errors for the Crosscutters. Three runs, five hits, one error for the Spikes. Mikolajczyk with the 3-1. Bounced foul, first base side, past Jesus Azuaje. Count runs full, and there is right-handed action in the State College bullpen.
Well, right now, Sebastian is in line for the win.
Another stellar effort. 9 strikeouts over 5 innings.
Terrific.
Payoff pitch. Breaking ball high. It's ball 4, and DeRiggi draws the 5th walk issued by John Mikolajczyk.
Mikolajczyk, to his credits, hung in there.
Sure has, and really, I think Jesse Litch and crew have needed him to here tonight.
Great.
He has battled back again. All 5 runs in this game unearned to this stage.
What are you saying, Joe?
Well, both of these pitchers are going to end up with pretty much quality starts.
Yeah, they are, no question.
Logan Mathieu up now. Belfonso takes a strike on the outer edge. Mathieu 0-for-2 in the game with a ground out and a strikeout. But we know the power that Logan possesses. 2nd in the MLB Draft League in RBIs in last year's second half. Tied for the league lead in home runs across both halves. And the 0-1 bounced foul, first base side. 0-2. Eric Waldichuk is the right-hander warming up in the Spikes bullpen.
Eric's been good.
Back-to-back outings of 2 scoreless innings. I'm sure that'll be his assignment tonight, at least 2 innings. It'd be great if they can be scoreless again. The 0-2, breaking ball outside. Mathieu lays off, 1-2 to Logan. Again, tomorrow night, Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Bring your favorite 4-legged friend to the ballpark.
Oh, I'll call Jerry.
I told him, when he came up here early, I told him I referred to him as the Big Mouse, and he asked, why? And then...
What's bad is when you...
And then he found the Cheesehead hat, so...
It's bad when you have to explain the jokes, Joe. It's bad.
1-2. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. 2-2.
See, it's still back there. It looks like you took a bite out of it, though.
I think the bite was already in there. We'll be fair. I told him he could take it with him, but he decided to leave it be. Because I told him otherwise, it's going to be up here through to the end of the season.
It's true.
2-2. Lifted in the air, center field, playable for Skinner, ranging to his right. Waits underneath, makes the grab. DeRiggi retreats to first, 2 away. Now Ryan Guardino to the plate. Guardino, the DH, 0-for-2 so far tonight. Tomorrow also a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. If you're here at the game, of course, you can always head to the ticket office right now to get those tickets for tomorrow night. Spike's ticket office is open from 9 a.m. to the end of the game on weekday home games, 10 a.m. to the end of the game on weekend home games, Saturdays and Sundays. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Of course, you can call the Spikes as well, 814-272-1711, or tickets available 24-7 at statecollegespikes.com. Pitch low and away, but swung on and missed. 1-1 out of Guardino. By the way, not only can you get tickets for each of the 11 remaining home games after tonight's action on the 2023 home schedule, you can also get your tickets for the Happy Valley Music Fest. First time since 2010 that fans will be able to see a concert here at the ballpark from the field.
Isn't it great?
Absolutely. Swing and a miss by Guardino, 1-2. All tickets, by the way, general admission, $20. That'll get you not only the chance to sit in the seats, but also down on the field. You have field access as well, and all tickets also will be digital for that Happy Valley Music Fest as Guardino takes strike 3 at the knees. For the final out of the inning, 7th strikeout from Mikolajczyk. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base for the Spikes. 5 innings complete. 3-0 lead for State College on the Spikes, or 3-2 lead for State College, beg your pardon, on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Into the sixth inning, and the State College Spikes leading the Williamsport Crosscutters 3-2. New man on the mound for the Spikes here in the sixth inning, as Sebastian Rodriguez, another tremendous performance, five innings, allowing two runs, both unearned on two hits. He walked three batters but struck out nine.
Yeah.
And Rodriguez throwing 80 pitches tonight, 51 for strikes, gives way to the right-hander Eric Waldichuk, who joined the Spikes from Willamette University in Oregon last week, and he's been outstanding since then.
Scoreless innings. That's all he's done so far to this point.
Four of them.
All right, so they brought the hot dogs up here.
They did.
Okay. So I'm walking in the concourse. I had four different people come up to me. You want to know what they said to me? And it dealt with the hot dog. All of them dealt with the hot dogs.
They wanted one.
No. Okay, it wasn't a question of that.
Adam Becker swings and misses at the first pitch.
Like when it happens the first time, like, oh, yeah. But, like, two, three, four. I didn't know you were left-handed. I'm going, like, what? I said, well, just so you know, I've been left-handed my entire life.
Pitch is a strike.
I'm used to it. I mean, that's the same. When I threw out the first pitch at Williamsport, that's what everybody kept saying to me. I didn't know you were left-handed. I'm like, well, you know, I guess you don't see me writing.
0-2 pitch, grounded on to short, taken in by Leslie, slings it over to first in time. Becker retired for the first out.
And part of it, you know, you're signing autographs. Of course, you're signing everything left-handed.
Yes.
All right. Then I tell everybody, I said, well, it's not like Mickelson watching him play left-handed and he's right-handed.
Exactly. So that's how I am. I'm right-handed with everything except swinging a bat, a stick, a club.
Well, I mean, you're a Little League Hall of Famer.
Somehow never made it out of B-League and yet still made the hometown Little League Hall of Fame. First pitch swung on and missed. Big cut by Gonzalez.
Excuse me. It was an exceptional B-League.
We'll go with that.
How about that? It was an exceptional B-League. To excel in that, you had to be good.
0-1 to Gonzalez. Misses high. One ball and one strike.
We see you throwing the hot dogs. You're left-handed. I know I am.
That's better than me. They see me throw. We see you throwing the hot dogs. You're terrible. Grounder on to second, taken in by Vuletich. Slings it over to first in time. A 4-3 ground out.
They're just bitter.
They're losing out. I'll tell you what, though. The key for me is always, if you get up and you get loud, you're going to get a hot dog in your direction. That's always the key for me.
Well, I try to throw one of distance, at least one, where I try to get it out there to somebody. Well, and after that, then I want to hit little kids. In other words, I want to drop it down to little kids.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, they always gather underneath as right. Will Fenning takes the ball.
I'll drop them down to them. You're left-handed. I am. What am I supposed to say? I am? Really?
The 1-0 lifted in the air, center field. Peyton Hardin fading back toward the track. Tracking the ball through the twilight, makes the grab.
He's left-handed.
Sure is, and he puts it away for the last out of the inning as Eric Waldichuk sets the crosscutters down in order in the sixth. And we go to the bottom half. Still 3-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
And be sure to enjoy their products here at the ballpark. I don't know, something happened to our chairs, but it is musical chairs courtesy of Cura Vetti. Jerry, what's going on?
Rodney, I shrunk the chairs. We've got Austin in the gray, we've got Perry in the blue, and everybody knows Ike, and we're playing musical chairs. Three butts, two chairs. Hit the music and start pacing, fellas.
Medler Field at Lebrano Park goes to the Dogs tomorrow night for Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Bring your favorite canine out for the State College Spike 6:35 p.m. game against Williamsport. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30, and it's a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price wine in Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Bottom half of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And after the Spikes went to the bullpen in the top of the sixth, crosscutters do the same here in the bottom half. John Mikolajczyk goes five innings on the mound. He yields three runs all unearned on five hits, five walks, seven strikeouts, 97 pitches, though, in five innings.
Yeah, he left the bases loaded once. He left somebody on base every inning.
He did. So far, eight runners stranded, but 97 pitches, 59 for strikes, hastening the end of his night. He now gives way to Williamsport right-hander James Riley. Riley out of Garnerville, New York, St. Thomas Aquinas College. 6'3", 200 pounds. He is 25 years of age. And Riley's first pitch of the evening to Zach Vuletich, a strike on the outer half. Riley's made nine appearances, including a start. No record, a 4.05 ERA. He has one hold to his credit. That start, by the way, was here on Super Splash Day.
Yep.
It was as a opener, as Mikolajczyk ended up coming on in relief in that game. Mm-hmm. 21.
Go 1-2-3 inning, by the way, to start as
yes,
the
he
opener.
Did.
Yep.
Breaking ball, low and away. That was the only inning he pitched. And then there was a second pitcher came in before Mikolajczyk eventually made his appearance in the third.
Rose Mitchell Scott.
One ball, one strike to Vuletich, who has collected two hits, two steals, and a run tonight. Pitch in tight. In fact, barely moved a muscle, but he did move a muscle. Tried to get out of the way. 2-1.
So you didn't think I was paying attention to
Riley, by the way, in 13 and a third innings, six runs against him on 16 hits, 12 strikeouts, eight walks. 302 opponent's batting average coming in as the 2-1 fouled away. 2-2 the count to Vuletich.
And then back on the 28th of July, his last appearance against the Spikes, he went 3 1/3, three hits, no runs, struck out four, walked one. And that game was up at Williamsport where the mound is doctored and all sorts of.
By the way, Jayhawk just informed me Thursday is Boomer's birthday when we go up there.
That's where they did it deliberately.
And the 2-2 to Vuletich fouled away first base side.
Well, I believe they're having. I do know a coal broker personally. She called Jack. Hey, Jack, when you go up Thursday, could you bring me some coal?
I heard a rumor the cake is going to have a nail file inside of it. Usually you'd have a regular file, but for Boomer.
Yeah.
3-2 to Vuletich, taking the pitch outside.
They all get him flashcards.
Payoff, bounce to third, a high shot taken in by Rojas, throw across the diamond in time. Great play by Rojas to track that one and fire it away.
Sally Dick and James.
See Jane run. Run, Jane, run.
See prison in background, run.
Peyton Hardin is 0-for-2 officially. He's reached on an error. RBI ground out and a walk in the game. And the first pitch to him here in the sixth is low and away.
Maybe I'll get him a picture book. Great Prisons of Pennsylvania. Can pick out his new home.
Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0.
This is Allenwood.
You tell him about the Quijana boot camp, he's going to have his tent already. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike to Hardin.
I can bring the presents out with people wearing white coats.
Oh, here's a net. 2-1, swung on a miss.
I said to the players when I was up there, you know, and I was actually let me walk in the pristine field. And it's like, well, I hope I didn't damage it with my loafers. and I said to the players, I made a couple of cracks about them. They were in hysterics.
Oh, yeah.
They go, can you believe that thing, Mr. Jones? Like, oh, no, I really can't.
By the way, it's a wonder what 4 years will do. All of a sudden, you've acquired the privilege of walking on the field.
I understand. I couldn't believe it.
2-2. Hardin drives this one toward the right center field gap. This is going to be extra bases. Bounces off the edge of the warning track and off the wall. And Peyton Hardin is on his way to third, standing up. He was thinking three the whole way.
Rock the baby.
10 doubles this year, and that's his first triple.
That was tagged.
The shortstop, number 5, Josh.
Rock the baby and put it to sleep.
Do you know what he looked like on that one? The 2022 Southland Conference Player of the Year.
Absolutely.
That's what he looked like.
Drive it. And three bases out of it. And now Josh Leslie with one out as the infield comes up all the way around for the crosscutters. Leslie stands in the right-handed box. First pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Minzy.
They're up in the grass, everybody. For a guy that has the ability to dump the ball into the outfield.
Absolutely. And the outfield is at normal depth. They have not moved in at all.
No.
1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt. Kicks away from Minzy, but not far enough away for Hardin to go on the move.
Well, I'll say this. The first two pitches, they've lived dangerously. Well, they'll throw the ball out. It's the ball's fault. Contreras is here. We'll put that thing back in the seventh.
Riley leans in, now rises to the stretch. The 2-0. That's grounded left side. Underneath the middle of the shortstop. Byers into left field. Hardin scores easily. And it's 4-2 Spikes.
Amazing what speed does. It just puts pressure on everybody.
Absolutely.
That's an easy play if the infield's halfway. Can't make it when the infield's up like that. Speed.
Nope. Rojas and Byers converging. Byers could not grab it, and now Carlos Contreras at the plate. Contreras 1-for-2 with a walk. His single back in the opening inning. Spike scored two runs in that frame, then one more in the fourth, one more here in the sixth. And still in business is the ball in the dirt, and Leslie takes off for second. He'll make it.
Man, he has been missing low. And again, we watch Riley turn in two back-to-back really good performances as the opener for one inning and the 3 1/3 up at Bowman. So, I mean, we know James can pitch. Just right now, he just can't seem to find the right spot.
That's what one big hit like Peyton Hardin's triple to right center can do.
Yep. That was a wild pitch, by the way.
Leslie now at second, 1-0 to Contreras. The pitch, bunched foul, first base side.
Super fans yelling, call a balk. Believe me, last year they would have heard you.
Oh.
And he'd have balked his way all the way around.
Loud and clear.
You're right. Move to third. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Well, and no
Albert call time.
Yep. Mason Minzy and James Riley took the opportunity then to just have a quick chat. 1-1 the count to Contreras.
This guy wakes up and hits.
He's the kind of guy that can put it just about anywhere on the field.
Yep.
1-1 delivery, and that's grounded between first and second of baseman. Around third is Leslie's getting waved in. Here comes the throw from Fenning. It won't be in time. RBI single for Carlos Contreras. The Spikes lead bumped up to 5-2.
And RBI number 22 for Carlos.
He is inching his way up the leaderboard in that category.
About 362 now for his average. He's 2-for-3 tonight.
He hasn't had to inch his way up that leaderboard. He's been at the top pretty much all season. Braden Blackford, first pitch swinging underneath the diving. Greer into right center field. Around second on to third, Contreras. Back-to-back singles for the Spikes. Now runners at the corners with one out.
You have to have the ability to read that. It's in front of Carlos. It shows you that he's also a really good base runner. Saw the play in front of him, and he didn't even hesitate going around the bag. He said, I'm going to take third.
Anthony Markle is headed out now. The Crosscutters pitching coach looking to settle things down as he'll now be joined by the rest of the infield.
We have to be there for Boomer's birthday. Will Rob Manfred be there?
I highly doubt it. But
I'm sorry, but this is something you have to get. Now, speaking of mascots, Bucko Mania night.
Yes, indeed. The Pirate Parrot will be here. The Pittsburgh Pierogies for a special pierogi race. And also the Bucko Brigade that's at PNC Park will all be out for Bucko Mania night.
10 days from now on the 18th.
That's a Friday night, a 6:35 game against the West Virginia Black Bears. Tickets for that game, part of that, what I'm calling the Big Ten, to finish out the season. Available now at statecollegespikes.com. I don't think that name's in use anywhere, so.
Good. So does that mean there's 18 days left?
Here's the pitch to Avila's breaking ball low and away. You know, I was trying to think the other day, like, well, you know, Big Ten, is it 10 states now? No, it's more than 10 states, the Big Ten is it.
It's a corporate name, so everybody understands. It's the Big Ten Conference Incorporated.
There's so much invested in it. As the 1-0 breaking ball low and away.
I'll have people complain to me about that, and I'll look at them and go, who cares?
There may be 30 teams in it. It's still going to be the Big Ten Conference.
It's like, it doesn't matter. Just show them at the games. Just have some fun.
The 2-0 from Riley. Taken for a strike. Change up on the outer half.
Okay. No need to think too much. Okay. Let's sit like this.
Well, now
just,
the big.
Just tailgate, have some fun.
Now the Big 12 is up to, 18 or 16
now,
teams eventually.
Now they changed their number, like the Pac 8, 10, 12 has.
2-1. That is lifted foul down the right field line, and that'll bounce next to Bergerto.
I think once they settle in as to what they think their number is, they will go to that number in their name because they have done it before.
Yes. Of course, there was the Big 8.
And well, actually, they were actually the Big 6. Colorado was the original member in 47.
That's right.
Then they went 8. Then, of course, the merger with the Southwest Conference go to 12.
2-2, breaking ball, bounces off the mid of Minzy, dashing in from third, Contreras, he scores, Blackford on to second, pitch was up and in on Avila's who ducked out of the way and then off the mitt,
I'll be honest with you. Avilas is the MVP of that play because he made sure it didn't hit him.
Yes. Otherwise, it would have been a dead ball. Meanwhile, Albert Jones gets struck again.
Oh, no.
And both trainers are out to check on it.
This is one of the absolutely terrific guys and first-class umpire in this league. And he gets hit.
And well, last time he was here, he was behind the plate without incident.
Yeah.
And I've been told that he's worked the plate a few times in Williamsport, and it's without incident. But unfortunately,
yeah, I hate to see
it. Last couple of years, it seemed like he was dinged up every time he worked the plate here. And
meanwhile, Boomer does his job unscathed. Have you heard about the four-wheeler? I think I told you.
Yes.
I told you about the four-wheeler.
You told me about the four-wheeler.
He's hit the wall three times. Two behind home plate, one in right field. Like, really? First of all, I don't know how you can see out of that suit. Let's start with that.
Albert is going to be okay. Fist pounds both trainers.
He always stays in there.
He always does. Now Ashley McEwen might be giving him a whole lot of ice to go home with after the game, but
it's been a terrific inning, the way they bounce back.
Absolutely. By the way, that's a wild pitch to score Contreras. Move Blackford to second. 3-2 the count to Avilas, who wisely dived out of the way so it wouldn't be a dead ball. And now the pitch. That's low, ball four.
I also think he didn't want to get hit in the head.
Well, that's also a concern.
All right, Dorigi, the wind's been blowing to right. It's about time one got lifted that way.
Two home runs this year and two of the deepest home runs we've seen here.
I think the time is now.
One of the deepest here, and then, of course, at Eastwood Field on Sunday ended up being the game-tying home run in a tie game, officially, but still over 400 feet. First and second, one out. Pitch Elmwood, fastball down and in.
Well, he hit 15 this year at Iowa.
Impressed with the Frederick Keys in the first half. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count.
A little late on that fastball that time.
Just a bit. Just a tad. But, man, when he tracks it, he's a guy that could definitely send it a long way.
No, mercy. Going, gone.
1-1. Change up. Called a strike, and that was on the outer edge.
No, it's a good call.
It's 1-2.
And look who wandered in. What a great night you've had. You've won every contest. It's just tremendous. It's like
1-2.
Exactly what we're looking for. It's like in kid pitch. Whenever I managed in kid pitch, I always told the pitcher that would go out and pitch to our kids and said, remember, your goal is not to lead the league in ERA. Meanwhile, Jerry goes out. He goes, I'm throwing a no-hitter.
Still 1-2 to Dorigi after the foul ball.
That's the parent you worry about.
The pitch. Down and in for a ball, 2-2.
Ultra competitive. Checking the stats after the game. Look at that. I'm a 1.42. I'm number one.
8 strikeouts, no walks.
You know we lost, Jerry, right?
2-2. Called strike three. Got him on the corner.
Yep.
That is the first strikeout for Riley, the eighth for Williamsport pitching. Still runners on first and second with 2 outs for Logan Matthews.
All right. See if the big man can get it done here.
So many times this year, Logan Matthews has hit a ball right at somebody.
Oh, I mean hard.
I'd say that karma is in his favor.
Karma's sitting in our booth.
First pitch, that's foul back to the screen.
I was watching a late night movie. Were you in the movie The Shining? I'm just asking. You can say no.
Oh, one. That's fouled back to the screen, 0-2.
Do you still get residuals for The Shining? You can tell by the cut of your clothes, the residuals aren't as much as we thought. What bothers me is that he always comes up in the bottom of the sixth inning. He thinks the hot dogs are for him.
Oh. You know, my arm's feeling a little sore, Jerry. 0-2 count. The pitch. Breaking ball. Check swing foul. Third base side. Ball ran up on Logan. Just deflected off the bat, but he remains at the plate with an 0-2 count.
And it's in his contract. We have to say, here's Jerry. You wore that hat like that in front of Joe Paterno. That hat would be on the ground. Yep.
Bouncer up the middle, charging in. Shortstop Byers throw to first. Ooh,
good
dug
trick.
Out by Becker, who just hung
and
on.
But
he completes the out to finish off the top of the sixth inning, or bottom of the sixth inning, rather. Three runs, though, for the Spikes on four hits. Two runners left on base, end of six. It's now a 6-2 lead for State College here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Into the seventh inning, and by the way, the pitching change in the sixth brought to you by Geisinger. You can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. 6-2 Spikes as we move to the seventh. Steve Jones, I've done my job. Now it's up to you.
How much more can you do? You have four runs up on the board. It's 6-2 Spikes. They've out hit them 9-2. Jerry is going to combine with Joe to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. So it's going to be like Lewis and Martin. Here's Tyler Lash at the plate. And Walichuk delivers. That's inside for a ball. It's 1-1 the count. Lash is 1-for-1. He walked in the second. Single right hand, scored in the fifth. 1-1 the count as Eric delivers. On the ground, to his left, Volchich off his glove into right field for a base hit. Give it a good effort. But that will be a hit, the third hit of the ball game for the Cutters. Walichuk out of Willamette, which is in Oregon, just outside of Portland. I'm trying to think if Oregon's done anything significant lately. Oh, wait. I've got travel itinerary here that says I have to show up there at some point the next year. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It is 0-1 the count to Freddie Rojas. Rojas tonight wrapped into a 4-6-3 double play to win the second. He walked and scored in the fifth. He is 0-for-1. Bats on the left side, middle infield, double play depth. The pitch. That's low and outside for ball, level at 1-1. The wind, which has really kicked up a lot tonight, and Jerry can tell me it was probably blowing pretty hard in the field when you were down there, right? Right? Now it's really backed off. I'd say it's less than 10 miles per hour now. And the pitch. Outside for ball, 2-1 the count. So Walichuk did a really good job at Willamette. He pitched all 4 years there. And this past year was his best, a 4-1 record with a 3.58 ERA. Fewer hits than innings pitched. That's in there for a strike. It's 2-2. He was also the first three. He was exclusively a pitcher this year. His first 3 years he played first base, he hit 9 home runs. That's where the ball leaves the park, Jerry, and they get to run around the bases. You haven't gone to many games. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Strikeout number 10 for the Spikes. First for Walichuk. Brought to you by good friends at Mountain Indy Health. My Mountain Indy Health is growing. In 2024, we'll open a new outpatient center in Top Trees West. In 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountainindy.org. And now it's the McDonald's strikeout guy, Isaiah Byers, who doesn't get the concept. He is 0-2 tonight. He has bounced to third and reached on an error. It's foul first base side. Clears the net to the concourse and out of play. It's 0-1.
Strike one. Big man.
Walichuk made 23 appearances with 20 starts. 8.6 strikeouts per 9 innings. 46 strikeouts, 18 walks this spring. Really picked his game up. Third appearance for the Spikes. Now he backs off. 0-1 the count. One out. With Lash on first. Eric Stairs in. 6'4", 240-pound right-hander out of San Diego, California. On the ground foul past Jesse Lynch at third and bounces into the seats. And two strikes now after that curveball for Walichuk.
Wow!
Oh, and two, the count on the McDonald's strikeout guy with the one out. Walichuk to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Spikes not only lead it 6-2, but the McDonald's strikeout guy comes through. And starting tomorrow at noon and over the next 3 days with a purchase, you can get a Big Mac with your ticket from tonight's game. You get that Big Mac for free. Mountain Indy Health offers clinical excellence, compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Braylon Skinner, 0-3. Tried to bunt his way aboard. Avilas, really good play to throw him out in the third. Struck out in the fifth. That was against Sebastian Rodriguez. Takes a ball. It's 1-0. One ball and no strikes the count. Walichuk says yes with a big nod. Goes set and the right-hander to the plate. It's in there for a strike. Beautiful pitch. 1-1 the count. Curveball as he dropped that baby in that time. Dorigi is shallow and right. Harden always plays deep in center. Contreras is shallow and left. Leslie, the shortstop, several steps toward the bag. That is line left center field. That's a base hit. Cut off in the gap by Contreras. And it'll be a two-out single, first and second with two outs.
The catcher, number 16, Mason Minzy.
And here comes the catcher, Mason Minzy. 0-3 tonight, popped out to Blackford to open the game at third. Struck out swinging in the third and struck out swinging in the fifth. Against the righty Walichuk, the switch hitter will bat from the left side. 6-2 Spikes, 6 runs, 9 hits in Arizona State College, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for the Cutters. And Luis Avilas will go out to talk to his guy. It's maybe about signs with a runner on second. Albert Jones has gone out there. I think this has everything to do with runner on second and signs, just to make sure what the indicator is. This is the first time tonight Eric's had to deal with that. LeVar Arrington bobblehead on the 19th. 25th anniversary of the LeVar leap against Illinois. National champion Carter Storace, the great wrestler, his bobblehead the 26th. And Jalen Pickett, 32nd overall pick in the NBA draft and second team All-American in basketball, his bobblehead on the 27th. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com or go to the box office. First pitch to Minzy. Just missed the outer edge with a fastball that time at 88. It is 1-0. Right-handed action in the Spikes pen. Of course, yesterday was an off day, so most guys are available. That might be Ty Pullman. 1-0 the count. The pitch fouled straight back. Clears the screen to the concourse. It's 1-1. Yeah, I think that's Ty Pullman throwing in the bullpen. The idea would be for Eric to finish this inning, get one more out, and then Ty would get the eighth and ninth innings to close it out. Here's the set. 1-1. That's tap foul third base side. 1-2 the count. Right-handed action in the Williamsport bullpen. Riley, of course, pitched last inning. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. 6-2 State College. Two in the first, one in the fourth, three in the sixth. Williamsport scored 200 runs in the fifth. Wallachuk's 1-2. Outside, level at 2-2. Fastball at 89 for Merrick. Came in with one hold on the year. He'd be in a position for that. Looking for his second hold of the season. At the letters, to the plate. Down low, full 3-2. So the runners will both go. Lash from second and Skinner from first with 3-2 and two outs. DeRiggi, normal depth in right. Harden deep in center. And Contreras, normal depth in left. Leslie, the shortstop, is shadowing Lash at second. Set and the pitch. That's rolled foul down the runway toward the Williamsport dugout third base side. They'll do it again at 3-2. Wallachuk's gone two innings. He has struck out two, has now walked a batter, given up two hits. He's gone an inning and two-thirds so far. Goes set and delivers. The runners go, hit high in the air, center field. Harden goes back. He's there, reaches up and puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, two hits, and a pair left at the end of six and a half. Seventh inning stretch time at the ballpark. 6-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Medler Field at Leblano Park goes to the Dogs tomorrow night for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Bring your favorite canine out for the State College Spike 6:35 p.m. game against Williamsport. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30, and it's a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price wine and line and Kugel Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Join in on all the fun after tonight's game.
Pitching change for Williamsport. James Riley goes an inning, gives up four hits, three runs all earned, struck out one, walk one, and now gives way to Enrico Peel. Peel will be making his fourth appearance, third in relief. No record with a 14-2-1 ERA. Six and a third, 10 hits, 10 runs all earned. He has struck out three and walked 10. He started against the Spikes, I do believe. It was the game that Lindley started the game. You're right, it was. It was Enrico Peel. And against the Spikes in that start back on July the 28th, he went an inning of the third, gave up four hits, six runs all earned. He struck out one and he walked six. So he takes over for Riley here in the bottom of the seventh with the Spikes up 6-2, and it'll be Ryan Guardino followed by Zach Vuletich, and back to the top of the order and Peyton Harden, 8-9-1 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the seventh inning. An incredible rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. The key is to try and draw people into the park. That's what I'm there for. That's fouled, and it would have hit Joe. That hit just to our left. Oh, and won the count on Guardino. He's had a tough night tonight. The plate, he's 0-3. And the pitch. High and tight to Ryan. One and one the count. Vuletich on deck. You have to be patient with Peel because walks a lot of guys. He was the 1-1. Foul straight back. Good pitch by Peel. 1-2 the count. 85 with that one. It's probably a slider that time. Bottom of the seventh. Spikes have out hit them 9-4. Lead the game 6-2. Two in the first, one in the fourth, and three in the sixth. The pitch. It's on the ground. Foul past Tim Battle in the third base coaching box. Still 1-2. New baseballs brought out by Jacob Meyer for home plate umpire Albert Jones. Deep and left is Gonzalez. Skinner in center. Normal depth. Normal and right with Fenning. Foul tip into the mitt. Strike three. Got him. Tough night for Ryan. First out of the inning. And I'll bring Vuletich to the plate, who's 2-for-3. Zach tonight, infield hit, stole a base, stranded at third in the second. Single to center, stole a base, and then scored in the fourth and grounded out to third in the sixth. Vuletich, who was 0 for his first 10, has turned it up now. He's got 8 hits. He's up to 267 now. Remember, he started 0 for 10. So he's 2-for-3 tonight, which means he's now 8 for his last 17 at the plate. 8 for his last 17 for Vuletich. 1-0 the count. And you knew a guy that had a career 355 average for Texas Tech was going to hit. That is in the air. Shallow left field. Shortstop fires back. Reaches up. Can't make the play. Vuletich around first. On his way to second. He's in there with a hustle double. Tough play for Byers. And he was in no man's land. The outfielders were not going to get to it. They were too deep. Vuletich calls time. Take all the guards and bring it over. So that'll be a hustle double for Vuletich, and that'll be his first extra base hit with the Spikes. But the average keeps climbing. He's up to 290 now. It is 9 for his last 18 at the plate. Here's Harden. Harden has a triple and a single and 2 runs scored. He is 2-for-3. He's also knocked in a run. And pitches a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Same thing with Harden. He's kicked that average up now to 306. That triple was his first. His 11th extra base hit. To go with the 10 doubles, which leads the league. Outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Vuletich on second after the hustle double with one out. Peel stares in. Peel goes set. And a couple glances at second. And the 1-1. That's fouled by Harden over the screen. Over the dugout and out of play. Third base side. Peel 6'3", 240 pounds. He's out of Lehigh Acres, Florida. Did his pitching at Savannah State University. 23 years of age. 1-2 the count. Set by Peel. And the pitch. Way up and away. 2-2 the count. Spikes have 6 runs on 10 hits now. Set by Peel. High and away again. 3-2 the count. Josh Leslie on deck. 7 of the 9 spikes individually have hits in this game. Three and two the count. Harden waits left-handed box. Peel delivers. Reaches out. Grounds it to second. Picked up there by Greer. Throws. And he beats it out. Doesn't get it far enough away for Vuletich to go beyond third. First and third. See what they want to do with that one. They're not going to call that an infield hit just based on pure speed.
The shortstop, number 5, John.
So now let's see if they run him. You got first and third, one out, and a right-handed pitcher out there. I think it may be go time. Leslie's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Knocked in that run in the sixth inning with a base hit. And Skinner made a great play on him in the first inning. Does a walk, flown to right, and that RBI single. 15th RBI of the year for Josh. Set by Peel. The pitch, swing and a miss in the dirt. 0-1 the count. Good curveball that time from Peel. 0-1. Tomorrow night, Park of the Park 3. And Wine Wednesday, all on one big night at 6:35. Peel goes set to the plate. That's inside. 1-1 the count. So it's going to depend on, it's a 6-2 game. There's one out. I'm just thinking about Harden here and his ability to run. I mean, Harden's 14 of 17 in stolen bases. Not a big lead. There he goes. That's popped up in the infield. Harden's going to have to get back. Could be a double play. Caught, steps on the bag. It is a double play, and the inning is over. So he fouls out into a double play, and the inning is over. No runs, 2 hits, 1 left. His bright idea was it to run there. Oh, that's right, me. End of 7, 6-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer. with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Fan Spikes have called for a leap as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning. You too can call for a leap by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Ty Pullman comes on. First pitch to Greer is a ball. 1-0 the count to Jalen. And he delivers. It's high, 2-0. Waldichuk, well, Eric did his job. Two innings, two hits, no runs, struck out two, did not walk a batter. Pullman comes on now, making his 10th appearance. The pitch in tight, 3-0. Two saves, three holds. Struck out 15, walked four, a 1-1 record. Last outing was on the second against Trenton, where he went two innings, did not give up an earned run. And he walks Greer on four pitches. So Greer walks.
First baseman number 23.
And here is Adam Becker. Struck out swinging in the first. Bounced the second in the fourth. Grounded to short in the sixth. Middle infield, the double play depth. The Spikes have turned one tonight. Tie goes set. And Pullman delivers. Breaking ball in tight for a ball. Curveball that time. It's 1-0. Still hasn't found the plate yet. Pullman throws the four-seam fastball. He throws the slider. Throws a split. 1-0. Hit in the air. Shallow center. Harden coming on. Loses the hat. Makes the catch. One out. Good 90-mile-per-hour fastball that time from Ty Pullman. That'll bring to the plate Jose Gonzalez. 1-for-3 in this one. Struck out swinging in the second. Doubled to left in the fourth. And grounded out to second in the sixth. Spikes lead at 6-2 in the top of the eighth inning. Greer out to his lead at first. And the pitch. There's a strike on one on the outer edge. 89 with that fastball from Ty Pullman. Pullman stares in. Goes set at the belt to the plate. Swing and a miss. 90-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Gonzalez. Good-looking left-handed hitter. Time we see him, he's getting hits. Ball, bat resting on the shoulder. Now here we go, up high. 1-2 the count. Middle infield still at double play depth. Harden always plays deep in center, but as you can see, as we saw in the last one, he can come on and make a play. Contreras in a couple steps in left. DeRiggi normal and right. Middle infield again, double play depth with Blackford off the line. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Two outs. Strikeout for Ty Pullman. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They've earned 5 stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We're ranked world best hospitals by Newsweek.
Right fielder number 15.
12 strikeouts for Spikes pitching tonight. 9 for Rodriguez, 2 for Waldichuk, now 1 for Pullman. And the pitch to Fenning. Swing and a miss. 91-mile-per-hour fastball with some giddy-up on it that time. It's 0-1. Fenning 0-for-2, walked in the second. Struck out in the fourth and flew to Harden in center in the sixth. 0-1. That's outside. Another fastball at 91. 1-1 the count. Spikes have wrapped out 11 hits in this game. They've out hit Williamsport 11-4 on this Tuesday night. Set by Pullman at the belt. And delivers. Strike on the inner half. Good pitch. 90-mile-per-hour fastball with great location on the fists that time. 1-2 the count to the right-handed hitting Will Fenning. Tomorrow night here, 6:35, Bark in the Park 3 and Wine Wednesday, then to Williamsport to conclude the series on Thursday night at Bowman at 6:35. 1-2. threw it over his head, bounces off the bricks on the care of Avilas, then throws to second. Good catch by the shortstop, Leslie, and on a wild pitch, Greer gets the second. Count now 2-2. Great job by Avilas of playing the carom of the bricks that time. Top of the eighth inning, 6-2 State College. Fenning will step into the right-handed box. 2-2 the count. Set by Pullman. 2-2. Hit in the air, foul. First base side to the Penn State coach's box. Just about hit the spot where Mike Gambino will be working. 3-2 the count as the new Penn State baseball coach. Mike is a tremendous addition to the staff here. 3-2 the count. Pullman stares in. Gets what he wants and goes set at the belt. Looks at second. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him to end the inning. Second strikeout for the Spikes. Pitchers tonight, 13 strikeouts, 2 for Pullman. Mount Indy Health committed to the well-being of our community. With 9 primary care locations throughout the region, we are the leader in providing primary care. Visit MountainIndy.org to find a provider today. 6-2, State College to the bottom of the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Carlos! Carlos. Okay. We're dead here.
Check, 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 check. 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 Hello. Check, check, check. Here in the that's the short and fires to first in time for the out.
Tonight, power ball, power hitter, third baseman, number 13, Braden Blackford.
So, and Contreras at the plate grounds out to short. We apologize for the temporary delay there. 1-0 the count now. So Contreras has gone 2-for-4 in the ball game tonight after grinding out the short against Enrico Peel. And here is Braden Blackford. 1-for-3 with a single to center back in the sixth. It's down low, 2-0 to Braden. 2 balls, no strikes. Bats from the left side, that open stance, and Peel delivers. High and away for a ball, 3-0. Well, that wind has not backed off a lot. I mean, right now it's blowing about 5 to 10. It's been going for the most part 10 to 15, gusting to 25. Right now it's backed off a bit, going 5 to 10 to right field. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike, it's 3-1. 6 runs, 11 hits, an error for the Spikes. 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Cutters here in the bottom of the 8th inning. There is right-handed action in the Spikes' pen. On the ground, wide of the bag at first. It's 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, the count. Peel stares in, and with one out and the bases empty, he delivers. High and wide, ball 4. Second time tonight that Blackford's drawn a walk. And here's Luis Aviles, who's 1-for-3. Single to left back in the third. He walked his last time on. Aviles struck out in the first, single to left in the third. In the fifth, he struck out looking, and then in the sixth, he walked. 1 out here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Middle infield double play depth. The outfield deep all the way around at Aviles. It's tied for the league lead with 4 home runs. The pitch, and it hit him. Boy, they almost hit him the last time. That time he got plunked pretty good on the left shoulder. Flips the bat away. And he starts throwing guards off, and he'll walk down to first. He is not enamored with being hit by that pitch. And for Luis Aviles, that is the second time this season he has been hit by a pitch. Peel lets the second batteries hit this season. And that'll bring to the plate Brendan Dorigi. 2-run single in the first that really set the tone for the night. Gave Sebastian Rodriguez really what he needed to work with in the early innings. Rodriguez went 5, struck out 9 tonight, gave up just 2 hits. No earned runs. 9 wide for ball. Rodriguez came in with a 1.33 ERA. His ERA is now 1.07. One oh the count. First and second, 1 out. I'm wide for a ball. Spikes have had a runner on in every inning. So far, they've stranded 11 in this game. So Rodriguez now with 31 strikeouts and just 9 walks as a pitcher. 1.07 ERA, and that is high and wide for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes to Dorigi with Matthew on deck. Peel waits, and with 1 out delivers. Checked it. That's a strike, 3-1 the count. Went with a slider that time, and three and one on Dorigi. First and second, 1 out. The pitch. There's a strike, battles back to 3-2. So we'll see if Pullman comes out for the 9th inning or whether they go to the bullpen. Here's the set. And the 3-2 outside, ball 4. Bases are loaded on 2 walks. And Aviles being hit by a pitch. Logan Matthew is 0-for-4 tonight. Anthony Markle out to talk to Peel. There's no action in the Cutters bullpen. It is Peel forever. And Marcus Paige has a bat, and he's going to bat for Ryan Guardino if they get to that spot. Right now, bases loaded, one out. It is the third time in this game that the Spikes have had bases loaded and one out. They scored two runs off of that in the first and left all three stranded without a run in the second.
The first baseman, number 55, Logan Matthews.
So here's the big man from Bellefonte, Logan Matthews. Last year at West Virginia, he had 8 home runs. In his career at Liberty, he hit 33. Drove in 158 at Liberty, at 38 doubles. Bases loaded, one out. Peel delivers. First pitch swinging, waves through it. First strike, it is 0-1. Marcus Paige on deck. He'll hit for Guardino. And it's the DH spot, so you don't worry about positioning. 0-1 the count. That's rolled on the ground. Foul. Jesus Asuaje with the right hand reaches down. Makes the play in the first base coaching box. It's 0-2 on Logan. Matthew can drive it out of any park. Slight open stance, 0-2 count. Here it is. Popped him up in the infield. Infield fly rule automatically out as Byers does make the catch. No advance, two outs. So the infield fly rule was in effect on that one right away. And here is Marcus Paige. Paige, 2 home runs, 14 knocked in with 6 doubles. Did not play in Sunday's game after going 0-for-3 at Mahoning Valley on Saturday. Bases loaded and 2 out. 6-2 Spikes, bottom half of the 8th inning. Here's the pitch by Peel. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Zach Buletich on deck. What a great comeback story Buletich has been at the plate. Started out 0-for-10. He is 9 for his last 18 at the plate. The pitch. Inside, 2-0 to Marcus. 2 balls and no strikes. Peel stares in and brings the 2-0. That's fouled straight back to the screen by Paige. It's 2-1. Right-handed action does continue in the Spikes bullpen, giving the indication that Ty Pohlman, his 8th inning would be his only inning. 2-1 the count, and Peel delivers. Down low, 3-1 with the bases loaded, 2 outs. Ray won the count on Marcus Paige. Peel working from the windup with the bases loaded. Brings the 3-1. That's on the ground. Wide of the bag at third. Backhanded there by Rojas. Gives it to Tim Battle. He'll throw it back, and everybody will move on this pitch. 3-2, two outs. Jacob Meyer brings out new baseballs for home plate umpire Albert Jones. Runners on the move at 3-2, two outs. Paige fouls it straight back. And everybody off to go back to their previous spots. Blackford on third, Avilas on second, and Dorigi on first. Two outs, 3-2 on Marcus Paige. There go the runners. Here's the pitch. That's popped up in the infield and playable. First baseman underneath and puts it away, and the inning is over as Becker puts it away. So the Spikes, bases loaded, one out three times tonight. In the first inning they scored, the other two they did not, and Peel, to his credit, gets out of it, stranding three. At the end of 8 full, 6-2, State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Medler Field at Leblano Park goes to the Dogs tomorrow night for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Bring your favorite canine out for the State College Spike 6:35 p.m. game against Williamsport. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30, and it's a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price wine and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the ninth inning, and you too could call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Ty Pullman, one strong inning, struck out two, walked one, and did not give up a hit or a run. And now Ty Buckner comes in. 3-2 record with a 2.35 ERA. With five saves, he has struck out 38. He has walked nine. On Saturday, Buckner went one scoreless inning, did not give up a hit or a run, and struck out three. As he worked a perfect inning, striking out all three batters he faced. He'll face Lash, Rojas, and Byers. Lash is 2-for-2 with a walk. Both his hits are singles. He has scored a run. The pitch. Inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Byers with the two hits tonight. Now up to 329 at the plate. Buckner to the plate. Backed him away inside. 2-0. Again, Ty with the 38 strikeouts, just the 9 walks. He's given up just 7 earned runs in 22 innings. This is his 20th appearance of the year for the Spikes. At the belt and to the plate. There's a strike ported in there at 90. Ty throws the four-seam fastball, the slider, the change, and does have a sink. And the 2-1. That's foul. Third base side clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and then bounces down below. They get it the standard and bounce back. 2-2 the count. 90-mile-per-hour fastball that time. That sinker's really helped out Buckner. He's had a couple of key double plays off that sinker. Tomorrow night, 6:35. And the pitch by Buckner. A swing and a miss. And he was late on that one. And he fouled it off, and it fouled it off Avilas that time. And Avilas is doubled over. Ashley McEwen out of the dugout, the trainer for the Spikes. Meanwhile, Caleb Marquez is now leaning in from the bullpen, making sure Luis is all right. New baseball is brought out by Jacob Meyer for Albert Jones. It is still a 2-2 count. The Spikes tonight, Rodriguez was outstanding. Went the opening five, struck out nine, walked three, gave up 2 unearned runs on 2 hits. ERA now 1.07. Avilas is okay. He'll stay in the game. Eric Waldichuk, 2 innings, 2 hits, no runs. Struck out 2, did not walk a batter. Ty Pullman, 1 scoreless inning, struck out 2, walked 1. And now it's Ty Buckner looking to finish it out. Lash waits in the left-handed box. The set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Strikeout number 14 for Spikes pitching tonight. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team. Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. Freddie Rojas is 0-2. Wrapped into an inning-ending double play, 4-6-3 in the second. Walked and scored in the fifth and struck out swinging in the seventh. Pitch. There's a strike right down the heart at 91 from Ty Buckner. It's 0-1. Rojas batting from the left side. And the pitch. It's down low for a ball. Sinker that time. It's 1-1. Rojas now hitting 200 with his 0-2 night. The pitch up high, 2-1 the count. Two balls and no strikes the count. Excuse me, one ball and one strike the count. Buckner delivers. Checked it and evens the count at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. Buckner at the letters to the plate. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts and the Spikes are to the doorstep on this Tuesday night. Strikeout number 15 on the night for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Their team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. Here's the shortstop, Isaiah Byers, who was 0-3 tonight. Grounded to third in the third, reached on an error in the fifth, and struck out swinging in the seventh. Bounced that one in, low and outside to the right-handed hitter. It's 1-0. Roll the ball back to Buckner. Buckner wants a new baseball. He will get it. Buckner rubs up the new baseball. Set to go with a 1-0 count. Two outs, bases empty, top of the ninth, 6-2 State College, and Buckner delivers. It's up high at the letters, 2-0 the count. Two balls and no strikes. Buckner sets at the letters. Outside corner with a fastball at 91, it's 2-1. Buckner's now struck out the last five hitters he's faced over two games. 2-1. Foul straight back to the screen, and the Cutters are down to their final strike.
Allen's gonna dance on the moon.
As Elmo makes his appearance at just the last moment. The super fans love it. One wearing a David Ortiz jersey, another wearing a Willie Stargell jersey tonight. 2-2. Outside, full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes the count. Buckner stares in. Ty goes set at the letters. 3-2 on its way. Called strike three. Got him. Ball game over as Buckner strikes out the side in the ninth inning, and the Spikes pitching staff finishes with 16 strikeouts tonight, including five in a row to end the game. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. More than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Spikes win it tonight by a score of 6-2. Go down to Joe Putnam in a few moments on the field. And here is an interview with one of the players. 16 strikeouts tonight for Spikes pitchers to four walks. He only gave up four hits, four walks, and struck out 16 as a staff. and win the game 6-2. Tomorrow night, two teams are back here at 6:35, Wine Wednesday, and Bark in the Park 3. Bring your dog tomorrow night. And just enjoy and have fun. Sebastian Rodriguez will get his first win. Odd to say about a guy with a 1.07 ERA.
The ballpark will host Happy Valley Music Fest on Sunday, September 3rd. The Dirty Dozen.
But he went five sterling innings tonight and struck out nine, walked three.
Digital tickets are available at statecollegefights.com for more information.
And John Michelagic, who actually did a good job tonight, takes the loss.
Reminder, fans, if you did,
and we'll get to Joe Putnam in just a few moments. And we'll see which way they want to go, which way Joe wants to go tonight. No save for Buckner tonight because it was a four-run game. Same thing with Pullman for a hold, but Walchuk will get a hold in the game tonight. And Joe's downstairs. I think they have a mic problem.
Down here with Sebastian Rodriguez, nine strikeouts over five innings of work. Sebastian, you've had two great outings so far. You went seven innings last time out, longest outing for a Spikes pitcher, but you had the most strikeouts you've had in one outing here tonight. What was really working for you tonight? Luis Avila's down here.
Luis is translating.
All right. So I feel so grateful for this, you know. Thanks God for these 2 outings. And, you know, I'm working and spotting all my pitches and strike, you know, be up on the count early. And, you know, that's working for me all the time, you know.
Absolutely. Now, Luis is down here helping you out. Interpreting, but I know he's been helping you out behind the plate, too. What is it like working with Luis Avilas and Caleb Marquez behind the plate?
Él me preguntó por
otro. Sí, los dos. ¿Cómo está trabajando con nosotros?
So, basically, I try to, you know, have something, you know, to get como connection, good connection with both, and try to, you know, like, be up on the account always. So that's the more important, get the first out, and that's working, you know?
It's certainly working for you here. 23 strikeouts in your last three starts. What's the biggest thing that you want to do here with the Spikes through the last 3 weeks of the season?
¿Qué tú quieres hacer con los Spikes el último tres semanas?
So basically keep working hard every day, like, keep doing this and do my best for a win, you know.
Sebastian, it's been great to watch you pitch. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the victory tonight. And we'll look forward to seeing you again here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much.
Sebastian Rodriguez, thank you as well to Luis Avilas helping us out down here. The Spikes are winner tonight. Sebastian Rodriguez getting the victory on the mound. And back to 500 now in the second half of the season. Don't forget tomorrow, Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times, and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. But for right now, we'll send it back upstairs.
All right, thanks so much, Joe. And we can't thank Luis Avilas enough. I know Sebastian Rodriguez did a great job of answering in English, but just to make sure he understood the question, Luis gave him the questions in Spanish. It is so important, and I've said this for years, when you can get some bilingual players in there that then allow us to be able to talk with the Spanish-speaking players so the crowd can get to hear them and get to hear what they think is so important. And we thank Luis Avilas for helping us out with Sebastian Rodriguez, who, by the way, you could tell has worked very hard and is rock solid with his English, but when it comes to hearing the question, he just wanted to make sure. That's why Luis was there. That was great. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Here's a fun fact for you.
The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Medler Field at Leblano Park goes to the Dogs tomorrow night for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Bring your favorite canine out for the State College Spike 6:35 p.m. game against Williamsport. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30, and it's a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price wine and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Spikes get it done tonight, winning 6-2. Sterling pitching tonight. The pitchers tonight, 16 strikeouts, 4 walks, 4 hits, 2 unearned runs. You can't ask for better than that. And it was a great job tonight. We want to thank again Luis Aviles. It's so important for the fans to hear the thoughts. And again, Sebastian Rodriguez, his English is really, really, really good. but to hear the thoughts of the Hispanic players. And it's great for the fans here to hear that, especially from a guy who was outstanding tonight like Sebastian Rodriguez was. Five innings, two unearned runs, two hits, struck out nine, and walked three. Odd to say that a guy with a 1.07 ERA is now 1-0.
Certainly is, but great for him to get the victory tonight. And, you know, Luis Avilas was there for him as his battery mate on the field, and he was there for him post-game as well, making sure the comfort level was there for Sebastian, and he did a tremendous job.
So here we go. Six runs, 11 hits, one error. The Spikes left 14. They left a runner on base in every inning in this game tonight. Two runs, four hits, two errors. The Cutters left six. Sebastian Rodriguez gets the win. He's 1-0. John Mikolajczyk takes the loss. He's 0-4. Time of the game, 2 hours and 52 minutes before 2,232. The Spikes now at 79,524. They'll go over 80,000 in attendance on the season tomorrow night for Bark in the Park 3 and Wine Wednesday. Gates open at 5:30, 6:35, first pitch tomorrow night. Joe and I on the air beginning at 6:10 as the Spikes take on the Cutters in the second game of this three-game set, with the third game scheduled for Bowman on Boomer's birthday on Thursday night. Great, come out and see it. It should be a lot of fun. what? I promoted it. What, did you want more enthusiasm?
Not really. I think that was about the proper amount.
I kind of cooked it up as far as I could. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at Bark in the Park 3 and Wine Wednesday at 6:35, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com or go to the box office on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.